Amid Beis, where the Gemara concluded the Machloikes Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Yehuda Rabbi Yeshua regarding Chatzi Nezid of Shortam, whether it's Mammon or Knas. The Gemara came to the conclusion that it's Knas. Then the Gemara says, Hashta Diamrit, now that we came to the conclusion, Talkan Nisko Knasa, so therefore, Hai Kalba the Ochal Ip. So the Gemara is going to say now, the definition, the Hagdara of Karen is not different. When you look on Daf Beis in Bava Kamma, so the Gemara says, when you look on in the first Mishnah in Bava Kamma, it lists off Arba Avos Nezikin. Avos are those, Rashi says, the Avos are those that appear in Chumash. Shor, Bor, Mabe, and Hever. Then the Mishnah says, and the Gemara explains it on Hamad Beis, that you really didn't need all four written in the Chumash. Shor, Bor, Mabe, and Hever. If it would have written two of them, I would have been able to derive all the others. So why does the Torah bother to write explicitly all of four? So the Gemara explains in Bava Kamma, Daf Hem and Beis, Lemai Hilchus of Katsvina Rachmana, why did the Torah spell everything out? So the Gemara answers, Lehilchus Seyem, that each one that's on Hem and Beis in Bava Kamma, each one of the Avos Nezikin has a quirk of a Ptur. That if it's Keren, it's only Chayv Chatzin Nezik Negufo, the first three times. And it's Shem Beregel, it's Pata B'Shus HaRabim. And if it's Bor, it's Pata Ram Kalim. And if it's Eish, it's Pata Ram Tomim. So that's why the Torah had to write explicitly all of the four Avos Nezikin, because each one has a quirk. Each one is different. If you would have only written two, you would have derived all the others with a Mamotzino, you wouldn't know all of these detailed halachas that Bor is Pata Ram Kalim, and Eish is Pata Ram Tomim, and so on and so forth. So it's important to know whether any given Hezek, or any given Tolda of a Hezek, is it a Tolda of Karen? Has those quirks? Is it a Tolda of Bor? Is it a Tolda of Eish? And so on. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kamma, that base and a base, that Kimla Manava, what is the definition of each one of the Nezikin? So the Gemara says, Karen is defined, Kavanah Salahazik. Shem Regal is defined as Hen, Shen is Yeshan Noel Hezeko, and so on. Each one of them has a description. So the Gemara assumed in the beginning of Bava Kamma that the definition of Karen is Kavanah Salahazik. So now the Gemara points out on Ksubis Mem Aleph Amid Beis, the same sugi appears in Bava Kamma Tezvav Amid Beis, that definition of Kavanah Salahazik is not the accepted definition. That's only according to the opinion that was rejected. If you hold like Rav Papa that Chatzi Nezek of Shortam is Mammon, in other words, Kavanah Salahazik is Rogil. The owner should have expected. Behemoths do have enough seichel to do a hezek with Kavanah Salahazik. They can take revenge from other behemoths or whatever. They can do Kavanah Salahazik. So just like it's required on the part of the Bala Behemoth to watch his animal not to make a hezek with Shem Beregel, so to what's required, Stam Shvarim Blabaches and Shem Bekami. The Bala Behema should be required to watch that the Behema doesn't make a Hezek with Kavanah Salahazik. And the reason why the Torah gave a Ptur, the Torah was lenient. Mikaradin, he really should be Chayv Nezek Shalom. That's Rav Papa's opinion that we have not accepted. Mikaradin, he should really be Chayv Nezek Shalom, and it should be Mammon, by every case of Karen also, because Tam Shraim Labaches Kashimakar. He should have known to watch the animal. But since it was Kavanah Salahazik, so the Baal Behema thought, yeah, the animals don't have enough seichel to do Kavanah Salahazik. I don't have to watch the animal for that. So that's why the Torah was lenient, because the Baal Behema may have such a time. So that's the definition of Karen. When do you give these leniencies that it's only Chatzi Nezik Begufo, and it's not the Nezik Shalom that it should have been? That's because Kavanah Salahazik. But the Gemara just came to the conclusion we don't paskin like him. We pass on that cry for one of the Rebbe Yeshua. That's Tam Shvar Maibaches Kashim Mokami. That the Baal Behema is not Mokhuyev to watch the animal from a Kavanah Salahazik. The animal, the dumb animal, is not smart enough to make a Hezik with Kavanah Salahazik. The Mezid of the Miskavin. And the Ikered Din, the Baal Behema should be put to Mikovakol. And it's only a penalty, it's only a Knas HaTorah and Oinesh that he even pays the Chatzin Nezik that he pays. So the Gemara says, so why does he attack it? Why is Meikir Adin is not Mechuyev anything? Because that's not normal. That's Meshunah. So the Gemara says, Hilkach, therefore, since we just came to the conclusion, Hashta Diamrit Palgan Niska Knasa, Now that we pass on like Rav Huna b'Avdei Rav Yeshua, so the whole definition of Karen changes. We no longer accept that the definition of Karen, the unique distinguishing feature of Karen, is Kavan Asalah. That's not it. The distinguishing feature is, even if it's Yesh Anoy Lazeko, if it's Meshuna, then it wasn't required on the part of the Baal Behemoth to watch. Even Kalba do Ochal Imre, a dog that eats up sheep, that's not normal. Or Shuna, a cat, the Ochal Tanagayle, Rav Rive, a cat is hungry, so it eats up big chickens to eat up little chicks. That's normal on the part of a cat. But it should, live chicks, but it should attack gigantic, tiny, greatly, rather big chickens. Mishuna who? So the Gemara just changed the definition of Karen now. Doesn't depend on Kavanos al-Hazik. Even if it's Yesh Hanu al-Hazeko, the cat and the dog are starving over here. So of course they're going to eat up the animals. Yesh Hanu al-Hazeko. So based on that base in Bava Kamma, we would have mistakenly thought that Yesh Hanu al-Hazeko is a definition of Shin. Now the Gemara says wrong. Yesh Hanu al-Hazeko is Shin only if it's regular, if it's a normal. The animal ate up some dog food or something like that. But if the dog eats up a live sheep and the cat eats up big live chickens, so that's Meshuna. And therefore it's Karen. And since it's Karen, it's Knas. Why lo magvin bebovel? Because there were no smuchim bebovel. Smicha can only be conferred ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael. True, the Mishnah says, Sanhedrin the Heg is Beim Loretz, Beim Chutz Loretz. If somebody receives smicha in Eretz Yisrael and he travels to Bavel, travels to Chutz Loretz, to America, he can function as a bezna of smuchim. But it wasn't so common that they didn't fly back and forth. They didn't have money to fly back and forth. So it was very rare that they had people had smicha. Rav and Shmuel both went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So Rav had smicha and Shmuel didn't have smicha. The Gemara says above Metzia, something came up the last minute. And Rebbe wasn't able to give smicha to Shmuel. And the other Talmid HaChachamim who were raised in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshivas, they never traveled to Eretz Yisrael to get smicha. True, once you get smicha in Eretz Yisrael, if you go to Chutz Loretz, the smicha is still valid and you can function as a bezin. And to be mechayv knas, we saw the Tosfos on Lamed Gimel and Beis, to be mechayv, in order to pay knas, afilu b'balotzes yedei shamayim, there's no inyan in paying knas on your own. Unless you have a Gemar Din of Shloshes Smuchim, that's based on the Psukim in Parshas Mishpatim, that the word Elohim, Loshen Chol, appears three times. Nikbal Baisahu Elohim, Shiashin Elohim, and Elohim Loshen Chol means Bezn Smuchim, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that you add up how many times it says the word Elohim, 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 says it three times, so that's how you know that you need a Bezn of Shloshes Smuchim. So the Gemara says, therefore, if the Caliph elite live sheep and the cat will eat live big kind of goyle rabbi big chickens mishunahu v'lai magvinu bubble because they're no smuchim avol zutri. What if the cat eats up little chickens, live chickens? The Gemara says urchehu, that is normal v'magvinu le bubble. So that's shem v'regel. Fine. Then the Gemara says, and what happens if the short tam makes a hezek the bubble? Talmud Bavli is in Bavel. Shortam makes has in Bavel, and there's no bezin smuchim to be mechayvim. What if the nizik grabs something? V'itofas loy mafkina mine. If the nizik grabs something, corresponding to the chatzi nezik that the mazik really should have to pay him, but there was no bezin. Never gave a psak. There is no bezin to give a psak. The smuchim live in Eretz Yisrael. It's Malach Gemara. The smuchim lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, how can we paskin any dinei Torah in Bavel? This man is up. We don't have any smuchim. The Gemara says, we function as shlichusayu. In the days of the Gemara, there was smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, the Rabbanim in Bavel have the right to function as if there were shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, so why can't they be bound in knosis by Bavel? What right do they have to be koifa ala get? To be koifa ala get, also you need a bezin smuchim. And to be done other dinei Torah also need a bezin smuchim. So how do they done in Bavel? So the answer is shlichus sayiku avdina. We function as shluchim of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael who do have smicha. So why can't you say shlichus sayiku on the knas? So the Gemara explains in Bava Kamma at Perek HaChovel, you only apply shlichus sayiku if it's a milsa d'shchicha v'izbei chisar and kis. If it's an issue that comes up on a regular basis and someone's really losing money, so then you apply shlichus sayiku. But if it's knas, knas is always either yoyse mimashe hizik, or if he of chatzin hizik, yoyse mimashe hoyt zorch liis mechiv l'shalom. Nikar adin we pass like karafuna beid reb shushi, really shouldn't be mechiv to pay anything. So there is a chisor in kiz, but it's not the fault of the balamazik. Nikar adin he shouldn't be held responsible to pay for that. So that doesn't go under this category of milsa d'shchich liis bechisor in kiz. That's why you don't say shlichu sayit. It's interesting, we must have mentioned more than once that Avnei Nezer has a long tshuva in Chelek Yerodei, Chelek Sheni. A Rav passed away in Europe and there was a din Torah among his children who should take over the Rabbanis. The assumption is that the Rabbanis goes by Yerusha, and he had a son who was a Talmid Chacham, he had a son-in-law who was a Talmid Chacham. So it was a Shaila. The daughter, no one imagined that the daughter can serve in the Rabbanis. That was out of the question. A woman rabbi is out of the question by Orthodox Jews. So the din Torah was, can the daughter Yarshin, the Rabbanis, to give it over to her husband? Is a shach to talk, so he has a long tshuva. It has six sections. He has to paskin based on six units. And this, all the other tshuvas at Avnei Nezer have a number. It starts tshuva number one, number two, number three, number four. This one has a title. The title is Sheish Maidos Lakisei. Because Dov Shlaim HaMelech, it says in Sefer Melachim, had some fancy, schmancy throne that had six steps till you got up to sit on top of the throne. So this is what the Avnei Nezer gives a title to this Jewish, Sheish Milas Lakisei, the six hurdles that you have to overcome to come to the conclusion who should sit on the Kisei HaRabbanis in this situation, where the Rav passed away and he left the son and the son-in-law. And the Shaila was more, who was more Merutza Lakol? That was also part of the story. So the first step that he had, the first hurdle that he has to overcome is whether Rabbanis goes be Rusha Bechlal. The din is that Malchus goes be Rusha. Because it says in Chumash that the Melech should always have the Sefer Torah with him. And Levil to Yom Levav Amiechel, Levil to Sermon Amitzvah Yom in Esmol. And then it says, Mal Yarech Yom Amal Mamlach Tohu Bona Bekeri Yisrael. That the king should have an Arichas Yomim in his kingdom, who banav? And when the king dies, his children take over the Yerusha. So the Gemara derives from that pasuk that Malchus goes by Yerusha. What about Torah? Does Torah go by Yerusha? So the Gemara says no. That Torah doesn't go by Yerusha. Just because the father knows how to learn, it doesn't necessarily mean the son is going to know how to learn. So this is why some of the poskim achrayim said that Rabbonis never goes by Yerusha because Torah doesn't go by Yerusha. Surara, if a guy's a gabbai in shul, or the guy's a president of the shul, or something like that, the melech, a position of surara that anyone can really do, you don't have to be specially learned for that. So surara goes by Yerusha, but liman ator doesn't go by Yerusha. So the Avnei Nezer says that that's only what Rabbanus used to be years ago, but bizman hazeh, Rabbanus is really malchus, and mam. Because the Gemara has an expression, man malchi rabbanim. The rabbanim today are like malachim. Why? So he explains barichas yisair with psukim from Novi, and he quotes Rosh Hashanah, and he quotes Abarbanels, and he quotes Radax on Tanakh, that the basic function of the king, basic role of the king, is like the pasuk says in Mishle, melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. The role of the king is to maintain law and order. So the role of the Rabbanim today, the role of the Rabbanim years ago, a Rav who had smicha, so the role of a Rav was to give a psak Torah Hashem. What does the halacha say? To preserve Torah Hashem. The role of the Rabbanim today, he says, all the shaylas are ready, always get paskin. The role of the rabbi is not so much to paskin the shaylas. The role of the rabbi is to maintain law and order in his community. So that's why the Gemara says, you only say shlichu sayu. The rabbi only has a right to function if it's a milsa de shchicha. There is bechisor and kir, so then you have an issue of melech ben mishpat yamid eretz to maintain law and order. So a knas, by definition, knas is always yosem imashe hizik, or over here bechatsin nezik, it's not yosem imashe hizik, it's chatsin nezik, but it's yosem imashe hoitzoch liyis mukhoib l'shalem, so there is no inyan of chisor and kir. So the meda, there's no shlichus sayu on knas. So that's why the Gemara says in Bavel there were no smuchim, and the hadyotas are not allowed to function on a din Torah of gzelus v'chavolos because not by knas because it's not milsa d'shchicha v'hizbechisor and kis. So therefore you can't collect. But if tofas, lemafkin minay. So this is a question, why is tofas lemafkin minay? But Tosfos said on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that by knas afilu bebalotzes yedei shamayim, you don't accomplish anything until you have a psak of the bezin. So there was no bezin who gave a psak. So what right does the nizik have to be tofas if there isn't even a chiyuv lotzes yedei shamayim? So the Rosh in Bava Kamma on this Gemara, Tezvav Amud Beis, I think he said it was Siman Chof in the Rosh, the end of the first parak. The Rosh has a machlokes with the Rabbeinu Meir Halevi. So he quotes Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, who says that this is a takana de rabbanon. Mikra din deraisa, it absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. That itofas lemafkin minay. What is itofas about? There's no chiyuv before Bezna makes the gemar din. So it's a special takana de rabbanon. So he says, the only made the takana de rabbanon, this is what he discusses. It could well be, has a whole machlo, it could well be they only made the takana de rabbanon, itofas lemafkin minay, and chatzi nezik of short time, this kind of a knas. True, it's yoisin masha hoit tzorach liis mukhid l'shalem, but it's chatzi nezik, the nezik is losing out over here. He's losing the other chatzi nezik. So it could be that he only made a takana by this knas. Let's say somebody did oinus emefate and moitzi shemra, and then the isha wants to, or the girl's father wants to be toifus, so the hamishim shekel of the knas. So he says, Rabbeinu Meir, although he holds that tfisa wouldn't help on that. He quotes the Ravid, the Rosh earlier in Simichov, and Baba Kama quotes the Ravid. The Ravid is on the bottom of the Rif in Ksubas, in Amisifta. So the Ravid quotes from the Goinim, from Chubas HaGoinim, that Tfisa even works on all other Knossos also. Even though it's way Yosemi Masha Hizik. Hamishim Shekel Kesef is Nosaf, it's over and above the Boshes of Gam and the Tsar and everything, that's over and above that. So the rabbi holds that tfisa even helps on that. So this Rabbeinu Meir Halevi says no. He thinks that it's a special takana de rabbanon. Takana de rabbanon is only made when there's a hefsid moment over here, but not by yoinus and mefata money. So the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Meir Halevi and he disagrees. He says, "What do you mean it's a takana de rabbanon?" The Rosh says, "I think that it's a din deraisa. Why is it a din deraisa?" So he quotes the sugya in the second parak in Bava Kamma. With his amachlekes, but a ovid inish dina la nafshei, a loy ovid inish dina la nafshei. What's the din? The topic is somebody owes me money, and I, he owes me money. I'm a tzur from the rabbi, I'm a tamachochem, and I know the din that he absolutely owes me the money, no two ways about it, and he doesn't want to pay. And I have no, I can't, if we both travel to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be able to get a bezin smuchim in the days of the Gemara. There was a bezin smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have money to go travel. A guy owes me $20. I have to go to a bezin smuchim to get the gazlan to pay the money. So the Gemara has a machloikes. Am I allowed to punch him in the face? Am I allowed to smash his door down and go steal $20 from him? I know bevada that he owes me money. So if he would have gone to a Bezdin would paskin that he owes me the money, and Bezdin sees he's not paying the money, so there's a special heter that a shliach Bezdin has a right to curse the guy if it's necessary to collect the money, has a right to break down the door, mazik, has a right to punch him in the face, chayvel. The Gemara in Moed Kotten, in the third parak of Masech is Moed Kotten, the Gemara has all the dinim of Avelos. Moed Katan is all about the laws of Chala Moed. So the third parak of Moed Katan talks about to what extent does one observe Avelus on Chala Moed or Yontif? What if the person died before Yontif? What if the person died on Yontif? On Chala Moed, all the various combinations, all the various possibilities. So once the Gemara is giving you all of the dinim of Avelus, the Gemara gives you all the dinim of Cherem and Nidui. Because Cherem and Nidui is also a form of Avelus. Usually the din of Avelus is, if a relative of mine died, so I have to observe Avelus over the death of the relative. What if I myself died? Do I have to observe Avelus over myself? So if I'm dead, there's nothing to discuss. But if I did some Avera because of which Bezin puts me in Cherem or Nidui, different degrees of Cherem, there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, are there three levels or are there two levels? Is there Nidui Cherem Shamto? Or is it just Nidui and Cherem, two levels? That's a machlokes. Many assume that there are three levels, and it's called Gzeres Nachash, Nochash, Gzeres Nochash, Nochash, Rosh HaTevis, Nidui, Cherem, Shamto. based on the pasuk that says in Mishlei or Kohelet, Paritz Geder Yishachenu Nochash, that if a person breaks down the fence in order to steal someone else's property, he will be bitten by a snake. So the Gemara uses that melitza in the sense of Paritz Geder. One who does an aveira, he deserves to be bitten by the snake, by the chivya de rabbanim, by the rabbinical snake. The rabbinical snake is the curse that the Beznim will give the Balo Avera. They'll put him in Cherem. And a Cherem is a curse that he should drop dead. The Gemara says this. It's not a Balaturim. The Gemara says, Cherem is Osius Ramach, that there are Ramach Evorim in a male body. So the Gemara says, when the Beznim puts the fellow in Cherem, they're cursing him, he should drop dead. All the Ramach Evorim should die. So if I die, it's not shach to say that I observe Avelis on myself. But if the Bezin puts me in Cherem, then as the Bezin puts me in Cherem, then I die. If they put me in Cherem, I die 25 years later. So we attribute my death 25 years later to the curse that the Bezin gave me. I'm considered one of the Haruge Bezin, and the children don't observe Avelis. The relatives don't observe Avelis, because the Mishnah and Sanhedrin says that the Haruge Bezin, Emisablim Aleim. Because the pasuk says bavod rishayim rinam, when the rishayim die, he's supposed to celebrate. He's supposed to have a party. So if misha meis beniduyo, if bezin put me a nidui and then I die, avelus is not observed. The mishnah, the gemara quotes a brisa. I don't think it's a mishnah. Gemara quotes a brisa. Misha meis beniduyo bezin soklim esarono. What does it mean to demonstrate, to advertise that he really deserved a punishment of skila, which is the highest form of the arba misses bezin skila's reif erekening. Skila is the worst of all the four. So bezin stoklam misaron. What does it mean stoklam misarono? So it says in the Gemara and Brachas explains, it does mean that you put gal shalavonim, a whole pile of stones on top of his kever. What it means is that they put a slab of stone on top of the kever to demonstrate that he really deserved to get skila. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mordechai on that Gemara. The Mordechai says that the children don't observe Avelis, we treat them like Aruge Bezin. So it's based on this idea from the Gemara, the Netziv has this explanation in his commentary on the Shultis. Mishan is Nada, if I was put in Nidah because of my Chaton, because of my Averis, so I'm like a Gavra Ktila in a certain sense. The Bezin cursed me, I should drop dead because of the Averis that I did. So I have to observe Avelis on myself because of the fact that I'm a Gabriktil, even though I'm still alive. And if Bezin later on will be Mata de Cherim, that's like Trias HaMesim. Calls man that the word Mata de Cherim is like I still have the curse on top of me, I'm considered like I'm a Gabriktil, and I have to observe Avelis on myself. And once the lift, if I do tshuva and I demonstrate to the Bezin, I apologize to the person whom I insulted, or whatever the case was, the person whom I harmed, and then the Bezin lifts a chem, that's like doing Tchias HaMesim, I'm no longer a Gavra Ktila. So the Gemara there, in Moikotten, in the third Perek Moikotten, Perek Yelam Megalkin, so the Gemara has all of the laws of Avelis there, everything in Hilchas Avelis. Then it puts together also Hilchas Nidui and Cherem and Shamta. Those dinim is about why? Because just like when somebody dies, the surviving relatives observe Avelus, so Misha Nisnada, Misha, one who was put in Cherem, observes Avelus for himself. The Gemara has all the dinim there. So the Gemara mentions there among, when they're talking about the Cherem, what are the reasons that Bezin puts people in Cherem? So the Gemara talks about Chok Tal Advarim, the 24 reasons that Bezin puts somebody in Cherem. The Gemara never tells you what the 24 things are. So the Rambam ran through Shas, and he collects all the 24, he lists off in Hilchas Talmud Torah. He lists off all the 24, it's at Bekiyas. He collected all the Gemara's, puts together, what are the Chav Tal Ram Shebezdim Menadim Aleihim? So the Gemara says there, one of them, the Gemara has several of them there in Perek Yehle Megalchan, the third Perek Moikot. So one of them is, when the Shliach Bezdin comes to the fellow, let's say Reuven is Taveh Shimon to a Din Torah. So the Shliach Bezdin comes, and he gives him a registered letter from the Bezdin, like if someone sues you in court. So they have someone, I think they have a policeman or whatever, deliver the registered letter to you that you should know that you're summoned to court. So let's say they give me the letter that Bezdin is mazmim into a tindara. So I rip up the letter in front of the Shliach Bezin, and I say, tell him to go fly a kite. I couldn't care less what the Bezin wants. So the Gemara says, the Shliach Bezin has a right to punch me, has a right to grab my jacket, has a right to steal my property, to pressure me, to force me to come to a din Torah. And the Gemara learns everything out from Pesuk, has a right to curse me, even though there's usually a din, loy sekal cheresh, you're not allowed to be mekal adam Yisrael, has a right to hit me, if he thinks it may help to pressure me to come to a din Torah, has a right to be mazik my moment, has a right to, and so on, to be mekal on me, all of these. So now the Gemara has a deal in the second parak of Bava Kamma. What if I'm a Talmid Chacham, and I know Bevadai, this fellow owes me money, and he's not paying me the money. So do you say, Ovid Inesh Dinu L'Nafshe, I have the right, since I know Bevadai that he owes me money, so I have the right to act as if I am the Shliach Bezdin, and I have a right to punch him, I have a right to grab the money on my own, I have a right to smash down his door in order to take the $20 that he owes me. Or do you say, no, I was never appointed as a Shliach Bezdin. You have no right to take the law into your own hands. And especially Heter, Hakor, or Klola, or Mazik, or Chayvel, all of these four kulis is only for the one who was appointed as the Shliach Bezdin. If I would have gone to Bezdin and explained to them that he owes me money, doesn't want to pay, and Bezdin doesn't have anyone to send as a Shliach, and I'll say, well, send me as a Shliach, okay? If the Bezdin actually appoints me as the Shliach Bezdin, so then I have all the heterim of the Shliach Bezdin. But if I didn't go to Bezdin to consult, just I'm at Tzurvim and the Rabbanan, I know the din. I don't know what the din says. He bevadai owes me money. There are no two ways about it. So that's a deal in the Gemara. They say that he has a right to act as the Shliach Bezdin on his own. So what's the halacha in the maskana? How do we paskin? They say, Ovidin is din l'nafshe. If he's at Tzurvim and the Rabbanan, Tamachach, he knows the din. It's clear what the din is. Do you say he has the right to act or not? So the Gemara says it depends. Sometimes yes. And sometimes no. So the Gemara says, "Hey, chedike pseida." Let's say the Gemara in Baba Kamma gives that example. I own a well, b'shutfus, with my next door neighbor, and we divide it every other day. I have the right to use the water, and every other day he has the right to use the water. So the fellow is stealing my water on the day that I have the right. So what am I going to do? I should go call the police. The police, it'll take 3 hours till they're going to come. 3 hours, going to steal all the water. So Hechadik Epseida, the guy's being mafsid me, he's breaking all the windows on my house. So I should call the police. By the time the police will come, he'll break all the windows in the house. He's burning down my house. I don't have the right to punch him and to beat him up and to make him stop. So the Gemara says, Hechadik Epseida is being mafsid me, mamen. So then the Gemara says, Ovidinish dina lanafshe. Or, let's say, when the person is violating an Avera. So the Gemara gives an example. They couldn't visualize. We see people violate Averas all day and all night. They couldn't visualize the person doing an Avera. So they visualize like this. A person was an Eved Ivri for 6 years. And when he was an Eved Ivri, Rabba Masalo Shivcha Knainis, and he's living with this woman, having a good time with the Shivcha Knainis. 6 years come to an end, whatever. He was sold on Zayin Hoder, and he goes free on Vav Hoder, the end of the 6 years. Then he likes his girlfriend. He likes the sheikh's girlfriend. So he went free. He doesn't have to work for the master anymore, but he's still sleeping with the shivcha knainis. He doesn't have a heter anymore. During the 6 years when he was an eved knainis, when he was an eved ivri, he was mutter b'shivcha knainis. The 6 years are up. And he's still sleeping with the shivcha knainis. So the guy's violating out there. By us, it just, what do you have to have a shivcha knainis? He goes to the treifa store and he buys a treifa hamburger and he's eating chazer. He's doing a mechal Shabbos or whatever. The Gemara couldn't visualize that, a person doing an outright avera. So they visualize a person, he had a heter until now, and he's so used to doing it, the heter, so now he wants to continue to do bias, and he's going to do the avera now. So just like hechadiket pseido, when the guy's stealing my water, I can't call the police and wait till they're going to come 3 hours later. He's breaking all the windows in my house, can't wait till the police come 3 hours later. Going to smash all the windows. So then you say, if he knows what the din is, he's allowed to act on his own as the Shliach Bezin, Suhua Dinami. If the fellow's doing an Aver, La Frushim, Ein Sura, so then the Gemara says also, I have a right to punch the Eved, Ivri, who just was Yotzir Echeres, and prevent him from continuing to sin. So the Gemara uses a Lashon there, Nasis Yada Kishliach Bezin. Yodah, the Gemara there happens to be talking about Ki Notzva Anoshim, as the Pasuk saying Chumash, if two people are fighting, and the wife of one of them comes, l'hatzalas baila, she wants to protect her husband, so she pulls off the pants from the other guy. So he's standing there naked. So because she embarrassed him, so she has to pay boshas. So the Gemara says, if it was really necessary in order to save her husband, the other guy's going to beat him up. He's going to be bludgeoned. So the Gemara says, if she comes to save her husband, he's really getting beaten up by the other guy, and she causes harm, then she wouldn't be mechuyev. She wouldn't be l'hatzalasisha. She wouldn't be mechuyev. Why? Just like the Shliach Bezdin has a right to hit and to curse and to steal and to punch and so on. So Nasis Yodo Kishliach Bezdin, the woman, the wife of the man who's being beaten up, has the halacha, she has the right to act as a Shliach Bezdin. So therefore, she has the heter to be mevazet, to harm the other person and so on. So you see from that line in the Gemara, Nasis Yodo Kishliach Bezdin, that's the whole basis. There's a Shach, and the Shach quotes this from the Bach. I think we mentioned yesterday. We mentioned yesterday in a different shiur. There's a Sugyan Bov and Mitzi and Avov and Av Zayin, where the Gemara talks about Tokfa Koyin. If the farmer has a Bechor Behema Torah, so even Bizman Hazeh, it's a Matan Skuna. You have to give it to the Koyin. And even if it has a moment, you can't be Makrovit on the Mizbech, it's still Matan Skuna. You have to give it to the Koyin, and the Koyin is entitled to eat it if they get a moment. So the Gemara says that, what if the farmer has a Sofik Bechor Behema Torah? It's a Sofik. How can it be a Sofik? You know that the animal had a miscarriage previously, but you don't know how far developed it was. Let's say if a woman has a miscarriage before the fetus reached the Mem Yom, Arboim Yom, so that's not counted as a miscarriage, and the Vlad that's born afterwards has a din of Bechor. And you would need Pidyon HaBen, that would be Peterech. But if the Vlad, the miscarriage was after Mem Yom, so around Yom Mem Aleph and Beis Mem Gimel, then it's already the beginning of a Tzuras HaVlad, the whole fetus inside the woman's body is only an inch by an inch, but it already has the beginnings of the formations of the human figure on it. It looks like a little gingerbread cookie, like a gingerbread man, tiny, just an inch by an inch. So that's called a Vlad. And then the next Vlad will not be Chayv and Pidyon HaBen. So by Behemoth is also such a Shir. So sometimes you'll have a Suffolk. A lot of times a woman has a Suffolk. She went to the bathroom, and she just lost them, and she had a miscarriage, and it went down the toilet bowl. She didn't notice when it happened. She didn't pay attention. It'll be a Suffolk. Was it Mem Yom or was it before Mem Yom? So by Behemoth it's more common that the Behemoth, that's why it's very common by donkeys. It's very rare to have Pidyon Petach Hamor. Because the donkeys it's very common to have miscarriages, and nobody watches to know whether it was a miscarriage that for sure pots us from Pidyon Petach Hamor, the next one, or not. So the Gemara has a lot of cases like that. Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamor, or Sofik Bechor Behemot Torah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes, Sofik Bechoris, Echot Bechor Behemot Torah, Echot Bechor Behemot Tmeyo, the Dinas Hamoitzim Achavera, all of Haraya. Whenever you have a Suffolk Mamayna, you go Lakula. Even though you say a bracha when you do Pidyon HaBen, so it's a mitzvah, you don't say Suffolk mitzvah deraisa lechumra. This mitzvah has to do with shelling out money from my pocket, so you say Suffolk Mamayna Lakula, you don't have to give away the money. So the Gemara has a shaila, the Gemara has a whole sugya. What if Tekofu HaKoyin, what if the Koyin came and he grabbed the Bechor Behemot Tohara, that's a Suffolk Bechor, Suffolk Ein Bechor. So Kolzman, the farmer has it, you say, Hamoitz Mechaber Olav Arai, he's Muchzuk. If the coin grabs it, maybe I should say, now the coin is Muchzuk. Then if the farmer will grab it back, then I'll say, the farmer is the Muchzuk. Coin grab it back and forth. Whoever's holding it will say, he's Muchzuk, has a right to keep it. Or maybe I should say, Tokfa Koin, or Tokfa HaKoin probably, if the coin grabbed it from the farmer, Maitzin Oisem Yodai, maybe I should say that the Xeris HaKosuv, in Baba Kama Dafne and Vov on the base, the Gemara learns that the din of Hamoitz Machavera, all of Haraya from a Pasuk. So the Gemara says, what do you need a Pasuk for? Doesn't common sense dictate like that? If I have a Suffolk who I have to give you the money, if I go to Chumra and I'll give you the money, then you'll have a Suffolk, but you're allowed to keep it, so you'll have to give it back to me. Then I'll have a Suffolk, have to give it back to you. So we'll keep on giving it back and forth. So what do you need a Pasuk for? It's common sense that Hamoitz Machavera, all of Haraya. So the Gemara, Amen Vavam Abbas, Taka backs out and says, you're right, the pasuk is not really needed to tell you the din, tell you that din of Hamotzi Machaber Olav Arai. The pasuk really tells you a totally different din. So there's the famous comment from the Tnei Yeshua and Gittin and other Ksubis and other places. He says, that's not really the true maskana. That's only the beginning of the discussion in Baba Kama Menvo. But once you get to the further Gemaras in Baba Kama, Baba Basra, in Ksubis, it has to be that it's a Xeris HaKosk. So that's why the Gemara, the Bavli, comes to the conclusion in Baba Metzia Davav, Dav Zayin, that talk for Koyim Atzino Isam Yoda. Whoever is Mursuk, the Shas Leda Sasofik, the farmer's cow gave birth to a calf, and that calf is a Sufik B'char Behemoth Torah, Sufik, whether he has to give it to the Kohen, he has a right to keep it on it for himself. So Sufik Lamana Lakula, Paskan Zayis B'Torah Vadai, Vadai belongs to the farmer, and if the Kohen will grab it, the Kohen has to give it back to the farmer. But see, no, so that's not at all a Svara, that Hamotz Mechorel of Arai, Paskan Zayis B'Torah Vadai, that has to be based on a Pasuk. So Rav HaRishonim learned that that was the Maskana. The Rambam and the Rashboa, the two Yetzim and Aklal, they say that the Maskana was not so. They tone it down a little bit. But Rav HaRishonim hold the Ramo, the Mechaber pass like the Rambam, like usually. The Mechaber pass like the Rambam. And the Ramo passes like the Bali HaTosfos. So they're involved on the base, in Bav Metzia. Tosfos and Shar Poskim, the Vilna Gaon says they're in Bav Metzia. Tosfos and Shar Poskim, all Rav HaPoskim hold, they talk for Kohen. Is Matsuni Oisim Yoda. That Hamats Machriel of Araya, Paskin Zais Petoras Vada. So getting back over here, the Shach wrote a whole Sefer, that's called Tokfakain. And the whole Sefer deals with how do you deal with a Sufik Baman? The reason for the title, his name, he was a Kohen. The Shach's commentary on Chosh Mishmah is called Sipsi Kohen, because he himself was a Kohen. Yapshapsi HaKohen. So his sefer is Sipsi Kohen. And he wrote this little sefer, a separate sefer, that's called Tokfa Kohen. What are all the dinim of Sofik Mamayna Hamotzi Machabeyala Farai? There's a Paskan Ezra B'Torah Svadi, B'Torah Sofik, a whole little sefer on the Maskana Halacha Maisa, but that's Sugyim, but Metzia Davo. So in that sefer, Tokfa Kohen, the Shach quotes this from the Bach, it's not his, that the Bach demonstrated from the simple reading of the Gemara in Bava Kama and the Sugya of Obedinish Dinah Lavshei, that it's based on the heter of Shliach Bezdin. Because the Gemara used the Lashon, Nasus Yodok Shliach Bezdin. If the only way for the woman to save her husband is by beating up the other one, by beating up the other man, or by pulling down his pants to be Mevayishim in public, and he's going to stop fighting with her husband, then the Gemara says she had a right to do it by Nasus Yodok Shliach Bezdin. She has a right to act as if he were the Shliach Bezdin. Shliach Bezdin has a heter to curse, and to steal, and to be choyvel, and to be mazik, and so on, has all of these aterim, as the Gemara in Ma'id Katan quoted all of the psukim. Ba'akeim, ba'kalaleim. The Gemara quotes it there, where when Jews came back from Babel, which is all after 7 years of Golas Babel, so many of the Jews were intermarried, like in America. More than half the Jews are intermarried. So the Gemara says that Ezra and Nehemiah were fighting with them. So Ezra was punching them and fighting them and cursing and grabbing their property and putting them in cherem, pressuring them that they should divorce their wives. And he accomplished. He got them, he got everybody to be observant, to stop. They wanted to be religious, but they didn't know that intermarriage is against halacha. So the Gemara learns out from those psukim that the Shliach Bezdin has the het of va'akim, va'kavalim, you're allowed to hit him, you're allowed to curse him, you're allowed to take their money, va'amartem, shayim. All of the kulas. So that's what Ovid Inish Dilan Avshay is based on. So the Rosh, getting back again, the Rosh disagrees with the Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi Abu Lefya. Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi is quoted very often in the Tur, especially in Chosh Mishpah, very often. So the Rosh in Bava Kama, Simen Chof, Perek Aleph Simen Chof, quotes Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi that Itof HaSleimav Kinemene is a Takana de Rabbon. Special takara, but he thinks that they only made it by Paganiska Knossa, they never made it by Yonis and Mefata, and they only made it whatever. He restricts it very much at Takana Drabban. So the Rosh says, why Takana Drabban? No. It's Ovidin is Dinu the Navshay. He Hechadika Pseida. He knows he won't be able to say Hechadika Pseida means he's stealing my turn to get the water. He's going to steal all the water today. I won't have any water. We agreed. Every other day he uses water. Every other day I use the water. He's stealing the water on my day. So I've got to wait till the police come. He will already have stolen all the water. There won't be anything left for me. So the Rosh is over here, there's also Hechadika Pseida. I can't go to a Bezen Smuchim and Bubble to collect the Knas. There is no Bezen Smuchim. I'm going to have to spend $1,000 to go to fly to Eretz Yisrael in order to collect $20 of Knas. That's unreasonable. So it's considered like Hechadika Pseida. Knas is Yoda Kishliach Bezen, even though paying Knas is only meaningful if it's Alpi Bezdin. And if Bezen doesn't paskin, Tosis said from the Yerushalmi and the Vilna Gaon, Baba Kama quoted from the Babli like that, Afilu Bevelos Yisidei Shemayim, it's not meaningful at all. But here, this is considered as if it were Nasa, as if it were Nasa Alpi Bezen, because the whole din of the Dinish Dilan Avshei is the Bach pointed out from this Gemara in Baba Kama, by all the Dinish Dilan Avshei is based on the concept of Nasis Yada Kishliach Bezen. We consider as if the person, even though he wasn't appointed as such, so if he's acting as a shliach of the Bezen, so the knas is being collected by the shliach Bezen. The man is going to grab the behemoth, he's functioning as if he's shliach Bezen, so even though there was no gemar din. If the shliach Bezen does it, so then it's anoinish mi bachutz. That's the Rosh's machloikis with the Rabbeinu Meir Halevi. Then there's an interesting discussion. The Raivet on the bottom of the Rif has a little bit of this discussion. Then the Ramah has it in Chosh Mishpah, at the beginning of Chosh Mishpah, they have it. Let's say a person did Oynus HaMefatah Motzi Shemra, and we today, the Ramah lived in Poland in the 1500s, we today we live in America, nobody in the world has any smicha at all. And so how do we ever function to be koifa on a get? The Rabbanut puts people in jail if they don't want to give their wives a get when you have a right to be koifa. So the Gemara in Gittin asked that, how do you have the right to be koifa on a get? You don't have smicha. The Gemara says shlichasayu. So shlichasayu is nicha bismana Gemara. There were people who lived in Eretz Yisrael who had smicha. So the Rabbanim in Bovala, shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. But Tosfos and all of Rishonim ask, what do you mean today? There's nobody alive in Eretz Yisrael that has any smicha. Smicha has to be ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Shalshalas HaSmicha was broken 1,500 years ago, long, long time ago, in the days of the Amoraim. So how can you say that you're shlicha sayu of those who do have smicha? So Tosfos and the Rishonim say, we are shlicha sayu de kamoi. We today function as if we're the shluchim of the Rabbanim years ago who did have smicha. And that's what the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva. There's a Mishnah in the first parak in Gittin. If the husband appoints a shliach to deliver a get to his wife, then the husband dies before the shliach delivers the get. So the shlichus is ended. He can't be a shliach of a dead man. So how can we today be shluchim of the Rabbanim who died 1,500 years ago who had smicha? They're dead already. So what's shaykh shlichusayu? And then he asked another kasha. What do you mean shlichasayu? Let's say a kohen is lazy, he doesn't want to go stand with his hands up to duchen like this. So he'll send a Yisrael to go duchen for him. But the kohen's supposed to be makvah korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, he's lazy, he wants to sleep in bed. So he'll send a Yisrael, he'll give him a whole shtar hashoah, I appoint you as my shlich, you should be makvah korbanos on my behalf. So the shlichas doesn't help for that. If you need heksha kohuna, whoever's not a kohen is not going to help shlichas. He can't duchen and he's not allowed to be makvah korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, shlichas doesn't help. So how can you say shlichus over here? We don't have smicha. How can it be that the smuchim who died 1,500 years ago made us into shluchim? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So that's where the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, where he explains what's going on. And it really says it beferish. I don't think he quotes it. Really, the whole thing says beferish. In the Chiddush Haran, on Dav Gimel, in Sanhedrin, he quotes a Ramban like that. That how do you know that the Bezen Shel Hadyoites who don't have smich? How do you know that the Apostle Lodun? Because the Pasuk says in the opening Pasuk in Mishpatim, Eila HaMishpatim Asher Tassim Lifnehem. What do you mean Lifnehem? The Din and Torah should be brought. So the Pasuk Asher Tassim Lifnehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go give Bnei Yisrael all of the Dinim. Lifnehem, Lifnei Klal Yisrael. Like Vadabu Shama Moshe, Lema li Yisrael, go tell the Jewish people. So he says, Al Mishpatim, Shatasim Lifnehem, tell Bnei Yisrael. But the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Ashatasim Lifnehem refers to the Shivim Zikanim at the end of the parasha. The end of parasha's Mishpatim, it talks about the Geirus of Klal Yisrael, Maimon HaSinai. So that's an additional level. There are two levels over here. Ashatasim Lifnehem, give all the Dinim over to Bnei Yisrael. They give all the Dini Torah over to the Dayanim Smuchim, who will be spoken of later in the end of parasha's Mishpatim. So we say, Lifnei Mulo Lifnei Arkois, You're not allowed to bring a din Torah in front of a goyish court, and lifneim lo lifnei hadyotis, because the batidinim, the dayonim that we're going to talk about, the shiv miskeinim, they are people who have real smicha. You're not allowed to go to hadyotis, a learned person who doesn't have smicha. So that pasuk, elam mishpatim shtasim lifneim lifneim lo lifnei hadyotis, has two parts to it. The Ramban explains it. The Chassam Sofer explains. Number one, there's an iser that a hedyot adavs not smicha is also lo lito kisron shel asmuchim. He's not allowed to use the crown of the smuchim. The dinei Torah should be taken care of by the rabbanim who have smicha. So it's also for the hedyotis to step on their toes, the mevaze, the kovet of the tamnei chachamim, and because they're in violation of the iser, so therefore there's a psul. Lefnei lo lefnei hedyotis is a psul also. Even b'dieved, the psak is not a psak. The dintar is not a dintar. So Bamedvar Mamum, when they say that there's a psul of hedyotis, when they violated the iser, what if the smucha mamoichal on their covet? So then there's no iser, because the whole iser is shelo lito kisron shel asmuchim. What if they're moichal on their covet? So there's no iser. So the meila, there's no iser. Then there's no psul, because the psul is a function of having an iser. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. He thought that he discovered America. This is what the Ran, Chedusha Ran, and Sanhedrin quotes this b'shem Haramban, that shlichus sayah doesn't mean shlichus. It means that the smuchim and Eretz Yisrael were moichal on their covet. So therefore, once they're moichal on their covet, there's no iser, and maybe there's no psul. The psul is a function of the iser. And that's how it's pashayach to have shlichus sayah the kamoi koavdina. We today, a shluchim of the smuchim from 1500 years ago, what does that mean? They were all moichal on their covet. They knew that it's coming a generation where there aren't going to be any smuchim available, and you won't be able to go to a bezin shal smuchim to have a din Torah. So once they were moichal on the covet, the mele there's no iser. When there's no iser, so the mele there's no psul. This is the shita's balei atosus. Tosus' opinion is that shlichasai works min haTorah. Tosus asks in Yevamos, in a few mesichtas, in Gittin, Tosus asks in a few mesichtas, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, ger tzor shlosha mishpat ksibbe. When you mekabel gerim, you have to have a bezin of shlosha present at the time that he's tovel in the mikveh, he's mekabel all mitzvahs and so on. So Tosfos asks the kasha, if you need a bezin shel shlosha smuchim, so how are we today able to be mekabel gerim? We don't have any smuchim today. So Tosfos says shlichasai ko avdina. So the Rashbo and Yevamos asks on Tosfos, shlichasai is just another way of saying it's a takana de rabbanon and dinim amnis based on hefker bezin hefker. How can shlichasai help to be mekabel gerim? Shluchasai means that even though you really need a bezna of shloshes smuchim to be done, dini mamines, so the tacha, so the chachmei hagemara made a takana, and all takanas in dini mamines in the area of dini mamines are binding based on the principle of hefke bezna hefke. Made a takana that you can collect the money even with a bezna shalagyotis. Shluchasai just a form, a fancy way of it's a euphemism. What it means, hefke bezna hefke made a takana. Hefke bezna hefke can work in geiris. So the Rashbo disagrees with the Tosfos, and his opinion is that the Ger Tzorach Shlosha never needed Bezna Shal Smuchim. Even Bizman HaTanoim, you never needed a Bezna Shlosha Smuchim. You only need Smuchim when you have to Pasken HaShayla. We're not Paskening HaShayla by the Ger. We know that he's not Jewish. When he goes to the Mikveh, he became Jewish. So there's nothing to Pasken about. So you don't need, you never needed Smuchim. From the Rambam, it sounds like that also. The Rambam writes all of Hilchas Geris, Hilchas Isuri Biya, because he writes about the prohibition of intermarriage. And then he writes, but if the non-Jewish person converts, then you're allowed to marry them. Unless it's a Amoni, unless it's a Mitzri, a Daimid, or a Shlishi. He writes all the dinim. So he writes all the halachas of Geris and Hilchas Ishus. When he writes the Ger has to have a Bezna of three, he never says a word about Smuchim. Doesn't say, it ever needed Smuchim, doesn't say Bizman Azeh. He doesn't raise an issue. So the simple mashmos of the Rambam is that he seems to hold like the Rashba. And Abdelbo of Soloveitchik has a long piece on the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, not on Hilchas Geiris, and Hilchas Yisurbi has on the Rambam Hilchas Sanhedrin, where he shows like that the Rambam's opinion pretty clearly is that smicha is not a din in Bezdin. If you have a Bezdin where they're not paskining anything, that Bezdin doesn't need smuchim. Only, it's a din in Hoiro. If a person has smicha and he paskins a shada, that's called a psak. That's called a Hoiro. If a person doesn't have smicha and he paskins something, that's not called a psak. That's like Rav Soloveitchik used to use the expression that the Menachas Chinuch has a lot of times. Menachas Chinuch writes on all the 613 mitzvahs, and then he writes, well, this is an issue, look in the tzois. This is an issue, Look in the shach over there. This is an issue. Look over here. And then he says, Amar Mokam Aniloch. I'm just giving you the Mar Mokams. Look on your own. I have nothing to add. Mar Mokam Aniloch. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. A lot of times, Talmidei Chachamim today, when they pass in the Shaila, said, no one has real bona fide smicha. So according to the Ram, we don't consider it a psak. It doesn't have a chal Hashem ha'ira. So what is it? Mar Mokam, he says, look in the Shulchan Aruch. It says like this. Nah, I gave a psak. Or it says a case that's so similar to this case, and that's the same thing, I'm just giving you Mar Mekaymus. I'm not able to give a psak. So the Nesivis and Chosh Mishpat, Simon Aleph, so Kotn Aleph, the very first Nesivis, points out that the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, right? It's a mitzvah, Lahamid Dayanim. Shoftim Shotid Lacha B'chol Sharecho. It's a mitzvah, the Klal Yisrael should do Hamadas Dayanim in every community, in every village. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that, the opening line in Chosh Mishpat. So the Nesiva says, there's a machlokes harishonim whether we are in fulfillment of that mitzvah today, men haTorah, just men derabbanan. Because our Bezdin doesn't have any smicha, it's only shlichusayu. So Taisus' opinion is shlichusayu is deraisin, der Rashba hol, shlichusayu is only derabbanan. So this is the Taisus. The Taisus says shlichusayu is deraisin. They say it by the geiris. That was man that there were smuchim, you really needed a Bezdin of shlosha smuchim to be mekabel gerim. And his man is there, shlosha yotis is good based on shlichusayu. So that's what the
that's what. Why does the shichasai work for knas?
Right. So that's what we explained. The Gemara in Hachayvel and Baba Kama says he only applies shichasayu if it's a milsa de shchicha is bechisar and kis. So knas is always yosem imashehizik, and even the palganiska knasa, which is not yosem imashehizik, but it's not really fair. It's yosem imashehoytzorch lis mukhiv l'shalem. So it's also like Yosem and Masha Hizik. The only say Shlichasai, that's what the Abnei Nezer explained in his long tshuva, the Sheish Miles, like he said, Shlichasai means the Bechina of Melech ben Mishpat Yamed Eretz. The Rabbanim today act like a melech. They function like a melech. When you have real smicha, so the role of the musmach is to preserve Ratzon Hashem in the world. But B'zman HaZeh, the role of the rabbi, who doesn't really have bona fide smicha, is only to maintain law and order in the world. So the Ramah in the beginning of Chosh Mishpat, when they talk about Obed Inish Dilan Nafshei, so the base in the Gimel, the very beginning, and the writer on the bottom of the riff over here quotes from the Chuvas Haganim. So they have an interesting discussion. The Rosh there in Bava Kama Simchov quotes part of it. He quotes the main lines. They have the following discussion. A man was Ma'anis Amafata girl. That's a very nasty thing to do. So he gets off scot-free today because it's a Gehelos HaChavolos and it's Knas. So we don't have him Bezen Smuchim, so he can't do anything to him. So you just let him roam around like this. He's going to be minus another girl. So you have to do something. But the Bezen can't make him pay Knas. So we should put him in Cherim until he's Mephias the girl. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama, even if he pays the Mammon and the Knas and everything, he doesn't get kapare until he asks mechila from the nechba. In Perak HaChayvel it says chava b'chaver pays chamisha dvarim, and then in Tzarech Lafay says chaver. So here the girl is furious. The man was ma'anasar, and the bezin can't force him to pay the knas because of no shlichasayu, because it's the milsa deles bechisar and kids. It's a knas. So the goyim, all right. The Ravid quotes this, and there are more quotes. The goyim say, we should put him in nidui till he's mafayis the girl. And then we say the girl doesn't have to be mispayis until he pays an amount of money. So how much does it make sense to say that he should pay? So some goyim say the bezin can tell the girl, we're going to put him in nidui until he pays you the chamishim shekel kesef avoynus and mefate and the tsar and the boishes and the pagam. And others say, what do you mean? That's exactly what the halacha says. You don't have smicha. You're not allowed to be koifa on the oynes, the mefate, and the boshes, begam and the tzar. So other goyim say, you have a right to put him in nidui till he's mefais the girl. The girl doesn't have to be mespais until he pays 90% or until he pays 110%. They should say something approximately, like what it says in Chumash, but not exactly. Exactly what it says in the Chumash, that's exactly what the Halacha says you're not supposed to do. The Loshana Gemara in Sanhedrin Amen Vav is Shamati. It's a brisa from Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is called Megillas Tainus because it was written down. Rashi writes in Shabbos. Megillas Tainus was written down at the time that the Mishnayos was still being recited Baal Peh. That was the first heter to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. Was on Megillas Tainus. It's only a pilpul, the Radal, Rav David Luria, who lived in the 1800s, the late 1800s. He's in the back of the Gemara, they have his Oris. So the Radal put out an edition of the Pirkei d'Rav Lezer. So he writes a long hakdama there, so he raises a whole historical issue, which was written down first, which part of Torah Shebaal Peh, where the Pirkei d'Rav Lezer was written down before the brisa of Megillas Tainus, and Megillas Tainus was written down before, very early. Pirkei d'Rav Lezer was very early, but Megillas Tainus was either the first or the second thing to be written down. So usually it doesn't have any halachas. It goes Nisan year, Sivan Tamazov. It goes in order of the year, and it lists off all the holidays on which the Chachamim said you're not allowed to fast. That's why it's called Megillas Tainus. Either in Yomaya, these are the days, Dosa Lehisanas Bahon, also Lemisbet Bahon, you're not allowed to deliver a Hespet, Tainus, and so on. Some of them even the day before, the day after, Lefneim El Achreim. So every couple of pages in Megillas Tainus, they throw in a halacha. Most of it doesn't have any halachas. Just lists off the holidays and it gives you the historical background why this holiday was established. So one of the brises, one of the rare halachas that appears in Megillas Tainus is this brise, which is quoted in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav. Shamati, we have a tradition, Shebez Nemakam Yonshin Shalom and Adin, and it's based on the pasuk Temosis Rosh HaRoh. I think it's based on Temosis Rosh HaRoh. It's based on the pasuk V'Yalta Ram Mikibecho. I don't remember already. Based on the pasuk. Shebez makmeyam sheshalom adin. Bezin has a right to give the death penalty, even though shaloi kedin. And the brisa gives an example. The rabbis prohibited riding horseback on Shabbos, but it's only exerid the rabbanon. So once there was a maaser shahoy, the man rode horseback on Shabbos, and they gave him the death penalty. You're not chayv misa for violating an isa the rabbanon. Ela shashoy hoisa tzvicha lekach. The hayrashoy they felt it was necessary because they had just made the exerid the rabbanon. If this wise guy is going to get away with it, so he said, no one's going to follow the din de rabbanon. So they put him to death. In another case, a man had tashmish with his wife in public. Today, everybody does it. Today, the whole door is parrots. But in the days of the Tanoim, this was a scandalous thing. It's supposed to be very scandalous. So they gave the guy malchus. What avera did he do? So it says, not that he's chayv malchus. They decided they have to give him malchus. They shouldn't continue with the priests. So the lashon of the brash shemati shebez makman sheshlem and adin malchus misa, and then it says v'lo la'avor al divrei Torah elo kedei laso siog la'Torah. What does that lashon mean? V'lo la'avor al divrei Torah. Not that they want to violate the laws of the Torah elo kedei laso siog la'Torah. What kind of a stupid havamin is that? V'lo la'avor al divrei Torah. What talking about rabbis, orthodox rabbis, not talking about open orthodox, talking about rabbis. So what kind of a lashon v'lo la'avor al divrei Torah? We permit them to give Misa and Malchus, provided that it's not Lavral Divetur. So some of the Achrayim say, and some of the Goyim say, that this is Pshat in the Loshim. They're not allowed to do exactly what the Halacha says they're not allowed to do. That they can't do. They can't make the fella pay Chamishim Shekel Kesa for Vanis Mefai. They can't say, we put you in Nidui unless you mefies the girl, and the girl doesn't have to forgive you unless you pay her the Nezik, the Boshes, and the Begam, and the Chamishim Shekel. That's exactly what Halacha says, you're not allowed to be dumb, because you don't have Smuchim, and there's no Shlichus Sayyid, because it's Lesbech, Yisar, and Kiss. So it has to be below Laba de Retur. You can say more, you can say less, but you can't say that exact amount. Or take, for example, there's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Arbimises, where the Gemara says there was once in the days of the Amoraim, there was an Amora who put a girl to death, Sreifa, because she was a Baskan Shezinsa, she was married in Zinsa, and he kifu chavilis moras, they burnt her alive at the stake. They made a fire, and they threw her in, and they burnt her alive. So the Gemara says, he made two little mistakes. One mistake is that's not the way we do Sreifa. We pour molten lead down the person's throat and you burn out the kishkas, that called sreifas neshama v'guf kayim. That's one little mistake. You don't burn the person alive at the stake. And the other mistake was that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we can't administer din nefashis at all. So the Gemara says, the Amora unfortunately made two little mistakes. So it's not to be believed. What do you mean he'd make two little mistakes? That's ridiculous. He didn't know the ABCs of Masechah Sanhedrin. So the Marshal, printed on the bottom of the page of the Marshal says, I think that the one kasha faremphas the other kasha. The din is that Bezim Akim Yamshu Shalom and Adin. So if they would give, and they wanted to put a stop to such preachers, so if they would have given her Sreifa the way you're supposed to, so that's a violation of Lola Abal Di Reitera. You're not allowed to give the real Sreifa. So the reason why he gave a different form of Sreifa, that it shouldn't be exactly what Halacha says you can't do today, so he gave a different form of Sreifa. He says, I'm not disagreeing. He can't argue with the Gemara. He says, I'm arguing in history, I'm not arguing in Halacha. The Gemara says he made two mistakes, and I think that the one mistake for him is the other mistake. The reason why he gave the wrong form of Sreifa is because la la ba di reter. So it's interesting, that's what the Marshal writes on the bottom of the Marshal. And there's a Chuvas Maharam Lublin, where he has the exact same thing. The Maharam Lublin, also on the bottom of the Marshal, he has a collection of Chuvas. He writes exactly the same shot in the Gemara, and that's what it means. La la ba di reter, kli lasas yag later. So that's what the Rivet on the bottom of the riff quotes Chuvas Agadim who say like that, that we put the guy in Cherim until we want to force him to pay something, but to force him to pay exactly the Hamishim Shekel Kesv Ainus and Mefat and Boishes of Gam and Tsar, that's exactly what we don't have the right to do because we don't have Smuchim and it's not the Milsa de Shchicha v'Izbei Chisar and Kis. So the Ramah quotes all of this in Choshem Mishpat also, in the very beginning of Choshem Mishpat. So Nachamah, what does the Gemara say? Itofas loy mafkin minay. So that's the machlokes. Rabbi Meir Halevi Abu Lef, you think that it's a special takana de Rabbanon, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. It's before Gemar Din. Before Gemar Din, there's no way you're going to pay knas at all. And the Rosh thinks, no, it's a din of Babadinish din on Avshei, which is based on, the Rosh doesn't explain it, but that's what the Shach and the Tokfakoyin quotes from the Ba'al. Over the Injil Nafshay is based on Nasis Yodik Shliach Bezin, so it's considered as if the money was collected by Tara Shliach Bezin. So that's good. So if it's an Oynish Mibachutz, it's considered as if Bezin is Manishim. Yeah?
According to the Rav in Er Gemara, how come we force them to go to Eretz Yisrael? Why don't we just push it to be the Fayez person? How come we force them to go? We say we're going to give him Nidu unless he goes to Eretz Yisrael. Why don't we just be the Fayez him and give him the money here?
Yeah, the Ravid lived, the Ravid's quantum gun, they lived in a generation that there was nobody in the world who had any smicha. So you can't force him to go. So you have no brera, so you put him in nidui. Nidui is a curse that he should drop dead. That's quite an extreme step. So in the days of the Gemara, if the guy owes him $25 for pachatzi nezik, and the trip to Eretz Yisrael is $1,000, and he doesn't plan to go to Eretz Yisrael, so then it's not reasonable. If Ben Kovokar, the guy's going to go to Eretz Yisrael for business or something. So then the Gemara says, in the days of the Gemara, that there were smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says, if he wants to be the Iomar, that if the Nizik requests from the Bezna, ikvuli zimna la'arad Yisrael, going to Eretz Yisrael anyway, the guy's going to go anyway, so let me go at the same time, avodin Torah, then bekvinale, then you make a kviyazman. But today, bizman harayvet, bizman hagoyim, there is no Bezna in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to do this drastic step, this extreme step of putting a nidui. Right.
But it doesn't sound like they were forcing him to go to Eretz Yisrael, not that he was planning on going.
Forcing to go to Eretz Yisrael, I don't think that's reasonable. It's $1,000 trip for a $25 chayiv. I don't think that makes sense. I think what it means, Ben Kovako, the guy's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm business. So I demand, I want to have it in turn Eretz Yisrael the next time he goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How come you told us this advance about Shliplas that really, even after they're already dead,
it's because they're Mechila? I mean, then you don't need anything. You need Mechila from a dead person. I mean, no, the din is that no Hadyoitis, all the history of the Jews, should act as if they have Smicha. It's not proper. So even if you live in a generation where nobody has any Smicha, still it's not proper. So if all of the Mesmochim collectively a machal on the kavod, so then the issa doesn't apply. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik said a svara that it could well be, he said over this Ramban, quoted by the Ran at the beginning of the Sanhedrin, so he said it could well be that that's what smicha means ish mepiyish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Rabban Shal Yisrael. So maybe you have to have smicha ish mepiyish, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be moichel on his kavod for any rabbi in any future generation with smicha to be allowed to paskin. Smicha means Moshe Rabbeinu is moichel on his kavod. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe smicha ish mepiyish and Moshe Rabbeinu means Rabban Shal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be moichel on his kavod. Okay.
Also, I had a question about the guy who has nidoy, whether he should sit Avilas. So I thought you said the relatives don't, if someone's right, even the relatives don't, if someone has...
The relatives do... No, when he dies, they don't observe Avilas, but he observes Avilas for himself, because he was the cause of the Bezin putting him into the state of the curse of the Gavrik Tila. He observes Avelis for himself. But when he dies, the relatives don't observe Avelis. We treat him like Haruge Bezin. Correct.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But he doesn't treat himself that way.
That was the Takana de Rabbanu, that he has to sit Shiva for himself. Yeah.
And I just have one other question. What does Rashi seem to be saying? He says the God makes Nasiv Yarshian Ali Elohim.
Right. That you need Bezin Smuchim. So the Bezin Smuchim is only available in Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel they had no Smuchim, so therefore it's not shaykh to be done, and there's no Shlich HaSayim, because there's no Chisar and Kis. Rashi is telling you the basis of the concept that in Bavel you can't be Gleb Knas, because there's no Smuchim.
So, yeah. But he seems to be saying that about Knas. He doesn't say, like, by everything...
Right, right. That's the other Gemara, right. Our Gemara is just talking about Knas, and Rashi quotes the Pasuk by Knas. But what did I mean if it's a Milsa de lo Shchicho? Or Leis Bechisar and Kis? And then the Gemara in Hachayvel, the first daf in Hachayvel says, you don't say Shlichusai. Knas is the same as Milsa de Leis Bechisar and Kis. There's no Shlichusai. So then the Gemara says, Bizman HaGemara, there was still smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. So if the Nizik says, look, the guy's going to, the Mazik is going to travel to Eretz Yisrael once in a while anyway, I want to have a din Torah with him. So then the Gemara says, Mikvinale, we kaveya, we send the Hazman, we should go. The Eloi Ozil, and if he refuses to go to a din Torah, that's usually the din. That's in Perek Eilu Megalchen. If the Bezin sends the Hazman, the Bezin with Smicha sends the Hazman, the guy doesn't show up. So they put him in Cherem. That's one of the Chop Dal Adwarim She Bezdin Menadim Aleim. One of the 24 reasons they put in Cherem is if a person refuses to come to a Din Torah. He's Mevazah the Shliach Bezdin and he doesn't want to come to a Din Torah. So the Gemara says, Mishamtin Aleim. We put him in Shamta. Shamta is Cherem. However, Ben Kocha Ben Kach Mishamtin Aleim. Even forget about the Din Torah to pay the money. If the guy has a shor hamazik and he lets the shor run around loose, so ben kach, even if the nizik is not interested in retrieving his palganiska, we put him in shamto the aminalei salik hazekach with the Rav Nosson. We say there's a pasuk in the chumash losasim damim beveisecho. You're not allowed to have anything dangerous around the house. You're not allowed to have a broken ladder. You're not allowed to have a live wire open that someone can get hurt by it. So here also, you're not allowed to be megadol keller rabitoch beiso. Sulam Ruah B'toch Beis. So this guy has a short time that's being mazik. So you tell him you have to shoot the shore, you have to get rid of the shore, because you're in a violation of the law of Lasas M'damim B'Veisecha. Saying Gemara Bava Kama. That pasuk Lasas M'damim B'Veisecha, the original pasuk says by Ma'ake, there's a mitzvah to put Rasisa Ma'ake L'Agal Gecho, lest someone will fall off on the rooftop and get killed. The Gemara says you only have a chiyuv makkah if your roof is tent. Let's say you have a porch. If you have a porch, the place that I rent in the summertime to go to the summer home has a porch, and the fence is not 10 tefachim tall. The din of choshimish, but the last page in choshimish has the dinim of makkah. So the din is there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid about this. we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, the makkah has to be minimum of 10 tefachim tall. So my porch, the fence is not 10 tefachim tall, because meikar adin you don't need a makkah, because it's not 10 tefachim above the ground. The level, the ground level of the porch is only chayv a makkah if it's 10 tefachim above the ground, because there's only chayv makkah if he can fall off and get killed. If someone's going to get killed, and the Gemara says in Baba Kama that there's a bor tes and a bor yud. A bor yud, if the bor is 10 tefachim deep, is ovid misa. The shor may get killed and an odom may get killed. It's only a bor tes 10 tefachim deep, so an odom or a shor is not going to get killed by that. So you only need, the Gemara says in that sugya bor, in the middle of the nuns in Baba Kama, that you only chayv a makke if the porch or the rooftop is 10 tefachim above the ground, then someone may get killed over there. So the pasuk says, "Vasisa." There's an essay and there's a lois essay. "Vasisa makah legagecha" is an essay. "Lasasun damit beveisecha" is a lois essay. So both the essay and the lois essay go on the makah. Yeah. The Gemara says that you want him b'chuyif to put a makah. Kisiv the bais chadosh. "Vasisa makah legagecha." If the rooftop is on top of a beis dira, but people live downstairs. What if downstairs is a beis haknesses? It's not a beis dira that people use. A beis haknesses, beis hamedrash, but people daven, people learn. So then the Gemara says no chiyuv makkah. So the achrayim only ask a kasha, but someone may get killed. Bottom line, someone. What does it help that it's not used for a beis dira downstairs? Someone may get killed. So there's a popular suggestion that a lot of achrayim give. The Dvar Avram has this, and others say like this. The Gemara is Memait, the essay doesn't apply. The mitzvah essay doesn't apply. But the mitzvah essay still applies. You have to build a makkah in order not to be in violation of the law if the rooftop is used. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chalamoid writes, let's say you have a rooftop that's never used. In my apartment building, the door to the roof is locked. You can open it, but it has a sign, you're not allowed to go on the roof. So you never use the roof. The only time anybody uses the roof is if there's a leak. So the people who come to fix the roof, go use the roof. But they don't use it bekvius. It's not used on a daily basis to tan yourself or to make a picnic upstairs. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ritva from Perek Eila Megalchin. The Mishnah talks about building a makkah and chalamoid. So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chalamoid quotes this Ritva. You only mechuyev a makkah if it's a rooftop that's normally used. So let's say the rooftop of the shul is used on a regular basis. So that's what a lot of achrayim say, that you don't have the mitzvah seseh v'yalsisa makeh legagecha, because it's not a beis dira kisiv na bais chodesh. But the loy seseh does apply. It's legora from mikel avran and sulam ra'ua. So what do you gain by saying that he's potter from the mitzvah seseh? Ben kokol, he has to put a makeh because of the loy seseh. So they say you don't say a bracha. You only say a bracha, there's a machlokes whether you say a bracha when you build a makeh. Because the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Bracha starts off that perik on Bichas HaMitzvah. Whenever a person fulfills a mitzvah, bin Adam Lamokim, the Chachamim were Mesakein to recite the Bichas HaMitzvah. On the Tilos Lulav, the Sata Bitzitzis, Laniach Tfilin, these are things that the Nochrim don't do. We say, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah, Yisav Tzivanu, he gave us this mitzvah. We're going to say, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah, Tzivanu, they give charity. The non-Jews are nice, they give charity also. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah, to make a makkah, they also don't want to get killed. So the Goyim also make a makkah. True, they're not mechuyev. Yeah, but it doesn't show anything so unique and so special about the Jewish people if we do things b'nod machaver. So that's a big machlokes where they say a bracha when you make a makkah. So many poskim hold you do say a bracha. So the bracha is only recited if you're in fulfillment of an essay. So on top of a beis haknesses, top of a beis hamedrash, there's no essay, there's only a lois essay. So then you wouldn't say a bracha. That's how a lot of achrayim say like that. I think the Chazon Ish and the Stipler hold that teretz is not correct, and they give up a different teretz. But you see from our Gemara that the lois essay is not only restricted to the situation of makkah, even applies to sulam ra'ua and kelev ra. Any dover shel sakona. That's a little bit of a taina against the Ramban. There's a Ramban in Kiddushin. The Mishnah in the end of the first pair of Kiddushin says that women are not obligated to fulfill mitzvah sasesha, has man grama, tzitzis, and tefillin, and shayf, and lulam, and so on. But a mitzvah sasesha, she'eloi has man grama, the women are mukhayif to do. And it gives an example, and the Gemara gives an example, makkah. So Tosfos says to Kasha, makkah is a loy sase. Makas alois essay. Give me an example of an essay. Shalayas magrama. Makas imuchib because lasas mandam beitzecha. Of course, they muchib. So Tesis stands on the head and they figure out cases where there's a mitzvah sesed to make a makas and you're not in violation of the law. There's only an essay and there is no law. So the Ramban comments on Tesis. Why do they have to work so hard? The Teretz is pashut. The nature of the lav lasasim dami veisecho is only to be mechazik the essay. It starts off as a mitzvah saseh v'yasisa makel gagecho. And if you mevatel the mitzvah saseh, then we slap on you another lav too. Lasasim dami veisecho, the lav is to be mechazik the essay. But if you say the women would not be, if the women would be mechiv in the mitzvah saseh, if you wouldn't have the klal that kol mitzvah saseh, shalai azman grommer. If you would have thought that the women are perfect from the essay, then there wouldn't have been a lav. The nature of the lav, merely is to be mechazik the essay. So the Velt asked the Kasha and the Ramban, you see from the Gemara, he's not right. The Gemara says the lav applies to Kelev Ra and Sulam Ra'ua. It applies to any case of Sakona. Not that the lav is only coming to be mechazik the essay. The lav stands as an independent lav. So how does he say that the lav is only don't be mevatel the essay, and if the women would have been exempt from the essay, they would have been exempt from the lav. How can you say like that? The lav stands on its own. The lav applies to cases where there is no market. That's the taina. Okay, hadron lav perik elan iris. Good. We had a good limud. Maybe we'll start a little bit the beginning of the mesichta. So we already gave a little bit of an introduction, I think. That there are two mesichtes and mishnayas about marriage. One is kiddush and one is ksubis. There's erisin and there's nisuin. And arusa is an eshes siv shelo bebeis habal. And the nesua is an eshes siv bebeis habal. And when the pasuk says the kain gadol on Yom Kippur has to be married, because it says, he says vidui three times. It says v'chipa bado be'ad beisa. Beisa zuishtoi. The first vidui is the second video is avur echav kohanim. And third video is they have all of klal Yisrael. So the chippa bad abad beis. The beis is a lishto. So the Gemara says in Yuma, it's not enough if the kohen gadol is only married with eris and he has to have nisuin, because beis is a lishto only applies to a nisuin, because that's the definition of a nisuin. Nisuin is an eshes ish. The beis habal and arus is an eshes ish. Shelo be beis habal. Rashi in Kiddushin also writes like that. I think it's also on Daf Yud Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. Rashi comments it's relevant to this first Daf, Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi says, if a girl is married to a Kohen, she's permitted to eat Truma, even though she herself is not a Bas Kohen. Once she's married to the Kohen, she's permitted to eat Truma. So if she has Nisuin with the Kohen, Rashi says, I have a Pasuk that says, Kol Tor Beveischa Yochal Kodesh. Kol Tor Beveischa goes on Eshes Kohen, Nisua, because Beis Zuishto is a Nesua. But the Gemara has a whole discussion, how do you know that Eshes Koyin Arusa Achelis Betruma? So that's on Nun Zayin on the Beis and Ksubis, the second wide line. Amarula, how do you know that an Arusa Achelis Betruma comes up with a new posit? Koyin Kikne Nefesh Kinya Kaspa. How do you know a Nesua Achelis? The Rashi said, that's a different posit. Kol Tor Beveischa Yochal Kodesh. That's a different posit. Two different psukim. That was on a b'china recently.
Yeah,
I think so. Good. Couple things.
Okay.
So Rashi got that idea from this Gemara in Yuma. Daf Yud Gimel. Gemara says in Yuma, v'chipa bado bad beisa beisa zuishta is only if you have nisuin. How do you create erisin? So erisin, the Mishnah's lashon is hoisha niknes. You do a ma'ase kinyan. It's not a chalos kinyan. It's a ma'ase kinyan with a chalos ishus. We usually have lushainas, the Ramban has these lushainas. There's a concept of a Kenyan Isser and a Kenyan Moman. Kenyan Moman, I buy a Gemara, I buy a table, I buy a house, I buy clothing. Kenyan Moman, it belongs to me. Then you have a Kenyan Isser, I own an Evet Kenaini, and the Evet Kenaini, the Gemara says the Evet Kenaini cannot become a Mun on a Korban Pesach. Evet Kenaini is Chayv and Mitzvah's Kiyusha. But he can only eat Korban Pesach if it's Limanuyev. Evet Kenaini cannot become a Mun on a Korban Pesach unless the Odin authorizes him. That's what the Gemara says at Din. Or another Din, Evet Kenaini Shel Kohen is Echel Betruma. So you see that the fact that you own the Evet Kenaini has ramifications in the area of Issa V'Heter. When he gets the Korban Pesach, he's not a balabas to become a Muneh without my authorization. And the chiddush, even though the avikneini is not a kain at all, he's permit avikneini shal kain zechul betruma. So when you own an avikneini, the Ramban has in kiddushim daf tezayin has the lashon, you own a kinyan mamon and you own a kinyan isim. So here there's a famous machlokes: when a man gets married to a girl, he makes a isha niknas, he makes a maisa kinyan, kesef shtar, and deal, he makes a maisa kinyan. Does it have a chalois kinyan? He owns his wife. So indeed, the mamon is, he certainly does not own his wife. He does not have a kinyan moment on the wife. Shaydas, does he have a kinyan iser on the wife? So that's a famous machlokes of Pnei Yeshua and what's the name of the Ktos HaChoshen Sefer HaChoshen Mishpat? Davne Miluim. So he quotes, Davne Miluim quotes the Pnei Yeshua in the end of the third parak Kiddushin says that in Eshesish en Kiddushin Topsin Bo. I don't need a pasuk for that. Let's say I own a house and I sold it to Reuven. After I sell it to Reuven, then I sell it to Shimon. It doesn't belong to me anymore. I already sold it. It doesn't belong to me anymore. I already sold it to Reuven, so I can't sell the same thing to Shimon. So if you have a single girl, she gets married, she already sold herself to the husband, to the first husband. So of course, if she's Makabel Kiddushin from the second boy, and Kiddushin Tovson, she's no longer Balabas on herself to sell herself to the second one. So the Pnei Yeshua is of the assumption that there is a Kenyan Iser on the wife. The husband does not have a Kenyan Mammon on his wife. He has a Kenyan Iser on the wife. And Avda Miluim disagrees. He says it's Mefurish against the Gemara, the Bavli, that even by Yeshesish, it's based on Xeris HaKosu, that Enki Dushin Tovsin B'chad decreases. It's not because she sold herself already. She already belongs to the first husband. Kiddushin is a Maisa Kenyan, but it's not all a Chalois Kenyan. Not only is it not a Kenyan Mammon, it's not a Kenyan Iser either. There's no concept of Kenyanism. That's the famous machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and the Avne Miluim in Ebenezer. The Macheshes was a dying in Vilna, same time as Rab Chaim Moshe. He was older than Rab Chaim Moshe and he outlived him. He delivered the Hesped when Rab Chaim Moshe passed away. The Macheshes writes in the introduction, he learned by the Beis HaLevi, he's from the old style of learning. He doesn't know the new style of analytic learning. The Hefza with the Gavra, with the Malois, with all this guy, he doesn't know that language, he's from the old school. He has very nice, he said he learned by the Beis HaLevi, he has very nice tshuvas. He has one footnote in one of the tshuvas where he claims that this famous machloikas between the Pnei Yeshua and Avne Miluim, he thinks that it's a machloikas Amoraim and Yerushalmi in the beginning of Yevamos. Whether by Yeshesish is there a Kenyan Iser or there's not a Kenyan Iser at all. So I call upon him, Erisin is a Maisa Kenyan. How does a girl become Arusa? Kesav Shtara Bietza Huisha Niknes, the Loshan HaMishnah. Then the Mishnah has a series of Mishnayas. How are you kind of karka? How are you kind of metaltalim? How are you kind of ever knani? How are you kind of ever ivri? It says, how are you kind of wife? Isha niknas. Then it says, a metaltalim niknas, a karka niknas, a knani niknas. A series of mishnayas. The first parak in Kedushin. How do you make kinyonim? So the ishus is created by a maisa kinyon. Whether it's a chalois kinyon isra or not, that's the machlekes, the pnei yeshua with the avne milun. By nisuin, the pashta says that it's not a maisa kinyon. Nisuin is accomplished by doing hachnosa l'rishusa. Because the whole difference in definition between an arusa and the nesua is, the arusa is an eshesish lo bebeis habal, and the nesua is an eshesish bebeis habal. So how do you make that change? You take the eshesish and you machnos her into the rishus habal. So it's not really a maisikin, it's hachnosa l'rishusa. How do you do the hachnosa l'rishusa? So that's the big question. The Gemara never says explicitly, how do you accomplish Nisuin? So that's the Ran on the Rif, on the first page here. The Ran on the Rif says that there are some Rishonim who understood from our Gemara, we didn't get to the Gemara yet, that the only way to do Nisuin is either having Bia or Yichud HaRoy LeBia. That the Chazan Kala are in a room, that no one else is in the room, it's Yichud with no one else is there, they would have been able to have Bia. Yichud or Yichud HaRoy LeBia. Then the Ran said, that's the Rambam's opinion. We don't really follow that opinion. We hold that standing under the canopy is the Nisun. There are different opinions. What constitutes the Nisun? Some Rishonim hold there's a Mordechai in the first parak in Ksubis. The Mordechai is quoted of all places in the end of Yeridei in Hilchas Avelis. The Taz, the Ramon, the Taz quote the Mordechai. He says that the Badekin, you always do the Badekin before the Chosen marches down the aisle, before the Kiddushin. So the Mordechai says the Badekin is the Nisuin. That's the Hachna. When he covers over her face, Yotze Behinuma, that is the Nisuin. So there are different opinions. Vilna Gaon holds that the Nisuin is when the Chas and Kala go home, after the whole wedding is all over when they go home. So the Rambam Sheet is that the Yichud is the Nisuin. So the Magen Avraham didn't write a commentary on Ibn Ezra, he wrote on Orach Chaim. So it says in Orach Chaim that when you say a brach on food, you shouldn't pause too long in between Sha'akal Nibedvara and drinking your coffee, because you shouldn't. Shehiyah will also be a hepsik. Or you say Alachilas Matzah, you shouldn't pause too long between the bracha Alachilas Matzah and the eating of the matzah, because you need the bracha over Lasiyasim. So the Magen Avraham makes a comment over there. Under the chuppah, we recite the Birchas Nisuin. Then we have the Yichud right after. So according to the Ramah in Ebenezer, stating under the canopy is the Nisuin. So you have the bracha and you have right away the Nisuin. According to the Ramam's opinion, it's not a Nisuin till they go to the Yichud room. So he says it's not right that the orchestra plays long music and the people dance and sing and it takes forever and the photographer is taking pictures and everybody's kissing the kala and everybody's kissing the chosin and takes forever till they get to the Yichud room. So he said that's a violation of Ivalasiyasam. So they should rush quickly from the chuppah to the Yichud room. Because according to the Rama, the Yichud is the Nisuin, and the bracha Birchas Nisuin should be recited soon before. That's the lashon of the Maharil. Maharil writes, Meritzim es achasam es hakala lecheru ha-Yichud. You rush them to the room. I remember one boy got married. We talk a learned to Ksuvas that year. So one boy got married that summer. So he literally ran from under the chuppah. He grabbed the kala's hand and he ran to the Yichud room. People thought he was crazy. It was a little crazy, but that's the lashon of the Maharil. Okay, so believe that tomorrow we will continue. I think tomorrow I missed 2 days this week, so I think I'll give the shiur on Ksubis instead of on Parsha.